שיעור כדי אכילת פרס. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Resh Yud that to make a beracha halona, minimally a person has to eat a kezayit. We'll discuss what a kezayit is another day. But we're discussing today that there's a certain time frame that the kezayit must be ingested. If a person eats the kezayit, however, past that time frame, so he does not make a beracha halona. That time frame to eat the kezayit is called kedeh achilat paris, which is a complicated way of saying the amount of time it takes to eat 3 betzim of bread. Kaf HaHayim did an experiment and he took 3 betzim of bread and he ate it a few times to see how long that would take to ingest. And he came out, one time it took him 4.5 minutes, one time it took him 4 minutes. And as a result, Acham Ben Sion Alav HaShalom writes that one should eat the kezayit within 4 minutes time. That means, according to Acham Ben Sion, that if a person eats the kezayit after 4 minutes time, so then already he cannot make a beracha, a halona. However, Hacham Obadiah Alav HaShalom, he had a different understanding based on Abhaim Palachi, how long the Achilat Paris is, and he said it's more like 7.5 minutes. And therefore, we have what to rely on, that if a person ate a kezayit in 7.5 minutes, so he can make a beracha harona. Some practical examples of this. Friday night, you have to have a kezayit of bread, minimally. That kezayit that you eat on Friday night, you should eat it within the 7.5 minutes of time. Not like many people, they get the piece of bread on Friday night and they eat a little piece. And then in the meal, they take a little piece. By the end of the meal, they ate the kezayit, but over an hour and a half time. That you cannot make berkat amazon on such a thing. You did not eat a kezayit of bread according to the halakha. That's why one should immediately eat the kezayit, so he does not have to be concerned that he ate it outside of the time. Hacham Avadya Alav HaShalom says that when it comes to Torah eatings, one should be strict and use the opinion of 4 minutes. So for example, on the night of Sukkot, where we have an obligation to eat, let's say, at least a kezayit, so therefore one should preferably eat it within 4 minutes. Matzah and Pesach, one should eat the kezayit, also preferably within 4 minutes time. Now, what happens in a case where a person is obligated or wants to eat kabetza? For example, if a person made netilat yadayim with a beracha, he has to eat a kabetza, that's 2 ounces. Or let's say on the night of Sukkot, we're strict that we try to eat 2 ounces. So then the halakha says we just double the time. A kabetza basically is two ounces. And if we're gonna say that each ounce you get 4 minutes or 7.5 minutes, whichever opinion you're going to take. So you just double it. So therefore, let's say on Friday night, if you washed for bread and you made the tilat yadayim with a beracha, so that means you have to eat a kabetza. So you'd have 15 minutes to eat the kabetza. You're just doubling the time. For example, let's say a person eats 8 ounces of cookies. We said if you eat 8 ounces of cookies, you make berkat amazon. Well, there, each ounce, you get a kedei achilat paris. So that would be 8 times 7.5 minutes. So that's about an hour. So therefore, each kezayit would be measured in that period of time. So if you ate 8 ounces of mizonot in an hour's time, according to Acham Avadya, Alav HaShalom, you would make berkat amazon. Less than that, or I should say more than that time, if it was split up, then he would not. So again, a person has to be cognizant not only how much he eats, but he also has to be cognizant in the time that he ingests the food, and that'll make enough kamina whether he makes a beracha harona or not. Lema'aseh, we could follow the opinion of Acham Avadya, 7.5 minutes, and the chetahila on the oraita in eatings, one should take the opinion of 4 minutes.